For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is senior blue liner Madison Hutchinson, also the captain of this Beaver squad. And Madison, your team finally got back on the ice and played against a different opponent for the first time in 30 days last weekend. How nice, first of all, was it to get that break over Christmas?
It was very needed, much needed for our team. But the girls were, you could tell everyone was really anxious to get back out on the ice. And we played well this weekend. The first game didn't go our way, but we had lots of shots, and I think it's a good start for us.
It certainly was. You guys outshot them 45-25 on Friday. Unfortunately, you didn't get that win. They are playing with a hot goalie. What was it about that game that you took into Saturday and were able to get that win?
We just kept going at them. We had a good, everyone was all like really focused, and we were pressuring hard, and our forecheck was great all weekend, I thought. So definitely, I think the forecheck and the high intensity, that's the word I'm trying to find, was good for both games.
Well, I know I even mentioned to your coach that second period in that first game was probably the best second period I've seen your team play. And against a team like Ohio State on the road, it's always tough to get a good second period in when you've got that long change.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's such like a key period of the game, too, because even when you have a good first period, if you lapse in that second, it's definitely not a good way to go into the third. So it was really nice to see.
Well, that second game got two big goals. First of all, Haley Mack, great play by her to catch that rebound. I know Coach even mentioned going into that second game, in order to score on Sove, you guys needed to catch some rebounds. That was a pretty big goal, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Very big goal. Got us going, got us started. Give us a little bit of confidence going into that we can score on her. She's a great goalie, but we just needed to put some faster.
And then your fellow senior, Lauren Miller, with a breakaway play, a nice long pass. I believe it was either Abby or Alexis that sent it up to her. Talk about that, how big that play was for you.
Oh, it was so nice. It was Alexis, and Alexis fed the puck through, and it was a beautiful pass, and Lauren caught it and just kept going and stuffed it through Sove. So it was nice to see.
You guys get that 2-1 lead, Ohio State had answered, and then that third goal, Lisa Lighty, finally getting her first career goal as a sophomore. How excited were you guys just for her to get that first career goal?
Oh, yeah, no. The first one's always the hardest, so it's definitely nice to see. I know from experience that it took me a whole season to get it, so you're always anxious to try to get it, but it was awesome. Everyone was so pumped for her.
And then, of course, Brittany Mowat, it's her senior year. You guys grew up together, played alongside each other. For her to get a win this weekend, you've got to be pretty happy for Britt.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was nice to get that first win of the 2017 done and over with, and now to just have them keep rolling.
I know you guys have high expectations. You did coming into the season. At this point, you guys move up in the standings a little bit. You're still behind Ohio State, but what is the mindset of this team going into the rest of the way?
Every game's a big game. Every period's a big period. We got to play with desperation and make sure that we play our best every game. We come to the rink ready to go.
I know Coach mentioned that Saturday's game, you guys played with a lot of grit, a lot of determination. He also mentioned he told you guys to play with those three Fs, fun, faith, and fearless. What is it like playing for Coach Scanlon and his words of wisdom?
Oh, it's great. Coach is awesome. He's always got something to motivate us and just get us going. It was nice to have something different coming in for this year.
And, of course, I mentioned that heart and determination. I had talked to Riley Fawcett during, I believe, between the second and third period that Saturday game, and asked her what it was going to take to win that game. And she said heart and determination. And obviously she shows it with all those block shots she had there late. When you've got teammates like that are going, putting their bodies out there, you got to be pretty proud of being part of this Beaver squad, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Everyone's just so selfless. They get out in front of every shot and trying to block everything, so it's nice that way.
All right, 10 more regular season games left for you. You're a senior. How fast has the season gone for you?
Wow, it's been crazy. Even just being back after Christmas, we were already 3 weeks down into the second half, and it's just flying by.
What are you hoping to accomplish before you graduate?
I would like the Beavers to try to get home ice. It's going to be hard, but I think we can do it.
All right, UMD here at home. They're a tough team. They are coming off of a big sweep of the number two ranked Gophers, well, at least number two at the time. Duluth moved up to the number two spot in the rankings. What's it going to take to beat these Bulldogs here at home?
It's going to definitely take a lot of hard work. We're going to have to make sure we're on it for every period. We got to make sure that we're focused and determined and just come out with a lot of heart and determination.
Good luck the rest of the way. I know you guys can do it. Thanks, Maddie.
Thanks.